Hi, it's Bumble here, David Lloyd, and Australia is still here. Guess what? We're playing them in one-day internationals now. There are five of them. First one starts on Friday, and it's at Headingley. Early start. Both teams are all change again, so let's have a look at England as to who they can play. Luke Wright's in there, Michael Carberry, Joe Root, Jonathan Trott's back, Ravi Bapara, KP's in, Owen Morgan, Josh Buckley. So those are the main batsmen. I think Carberry is a fantastic player. He was quiet over in Ireland. If he plays, I would think that Carberry can be right up there as a top scorer, but Jonathan Trott will play at number three. You know what he can do. Or you might fancy Joe Root, and KP, as I say, is back. So you have plenty of options there for England. Now then, Australia, Watson will be at the top. They might play that bloke Finch. He'd give it an almighty clatter. Marsh could be at three. Voges is in there, who's been playing county cricket. Michael Clark, Phil Hughes, George Bailey, Matthew Wade, James Faulkner. I think for England, look at the top of the order. For Australia, look middle order. I think the value is there. Something like George Bailey, Matthew Wade, James Faulkner, round about 5, 6, 7, 6, 7, 8. I think you'll get great value there. Who's going to win? Crikey, this is a toss-up. It's at Headingley, and the toss will be so important. It's an early start. Go on, I'll go for England. I think they're the better team. They can stay on top of Australia. We've got five one-dayers coming up.